from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, more bad news for New Jersey commuters, as it will likely cost you more to fill up your gas tank starting on January 1st. That's when a new gas tax rate will go into effect, raising by 2.6 cents per gallon. The fee will go toward the state's transportation trust fund that's used to pay for road and bridge projects. The fee is on top of a toll increase on the Parkway and Turnpike, as well as New York City's congestion pricing that will sock New Jerseyans with a $9 fee to enter Manhattan below 60th Street. New protests in Tel Aviv to call for a hostage deal after Hamas released a new video appearing to show American hostage Adan Alexander, a New Jersey native, held in Gaza. In the video made more than 400 days after he was taken, Alexander addresses Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, President-elect Donald Trump, and his family. Adan's mother, Yael Alexander, says the video gives them hope.
Suddenly to see him alive and speaking, and when he cried, I just want to hold him, and I want him to know that we are doing everything that we can to bring him home.
Alexander graduated from Tenafly High School in 2023, and at 19 years old, joined the Israeli military. Now 20, the Israeli-American remains among the 100 people held in captivity by the terrorist organization. Speaking last week in front of the venue that will host a match in the 2026 World Cup, Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer said officials can draw on past experiences managing big events.
There are good lessons from when we hosted the Super Bowl here at MetLife in 2014. Back then, it cost about $81 million when all said and done. And Jersey and other agencies ended up getting stuck with a bill of about $40 million in unreimbursed expenses.
Gottheimer announced a bipartisan letter seeking federal dollars to cover the security costs of the match at MetLife. He's also asking the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI to maximize its security preparedness level. Online predators, they're lurking on social media sites, gaming platforms, and chat rooms looking for the opportunity to exploit your children. The FBI estimates that 500,000 predators are online daily, with kids between the ages of 12 and 15 most at risk. Join us for our New Jersey 101.5 Town Hall, targeted protecting New Jersey children from online predators. This Thursday night at 7, watch it on our Facebook page, nj1015.com, or listen on New Jersey 101.5. Could we get some snow this week? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Still watching a minor chance of snow plugged into the forecast for Wednesday night into Thursday. I could see up to an inch of accumulation for parts of inland New Jersey. That's on the high side. Honestly, the bigger impact of that storm system might be wind, gusting as high as 40 miles an hour on Thursday, ushering in a fresh batch of cold air. Of course, tonight will be cold with clear skies, lows in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, very similar to today, mostly sunny with highs around 40. Increasing clouds on Wednesday and an increasing wind, highs lower 40s. We'll see that batch of snow and rain showers early Thursday morning with light accumulations and slippery spots possible. Thursday will be a windy, blustery day as temperatures fall from the lower 40s deep into the 30s by sunset. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Weather brought to you by Fantasy Island Amusement Park. Give the gift of summer fun during their Black Friday sale. Save big on VIP passes and single-day unlimited ride passes. Hurry savings and Cyber Monday. Fantasy Island Amusement Park located in Beach Haven on Long Beach Island. Visit FantasyIslandLBI.com for more information. Right now, it is 39 in Clark, 39 in Middletown, 41 in Atlantic City. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own.
New Jersey
101.5.
Join the conversation.